question was asked in halakha, in the laws of Ribbit. The case was where a person wants to hire a Jewish worker to do work for him. For example, a painter. So he wants to prepay the painter. So he gives the painter, let's say, $1,000 up front, and the painter doesn't start working until a later time. But because he got paid up front, so he's going to give him, let's say, $1,500 of service. So the question is that considered ribbit? Because technically he's lending somebody money, looks like a loan, and then at a later date he's getting back, not in cash, but in services, more money. Is that considered a problem in ribbit or not? Harambam discusses this case in Hilchot Melveh Veloveh Perek Zayin, in Halakha Yud Bet. Hasocher et ha-po'el b'imei ha-choref. He hires a worker in the winter. La'asot imo b'imei ha-kor b'dinar b'chol yom. He hires him and he pays him money to work for a dinar's value per day. V'natan lo ha-sechar. And he paid him. V'arez secharo shaveh b'imei ha-choref sela. But normally the price in the winter is more than that. It's a sela. So you got a discount. Hareze asur mipeneshen reke malve oto hayom kede sheyozi lo bischaro. It's asur. Because it looks like that you're getting paid extra money for the time that lapses between when you gave him the money and he starts working. And the way we explained what the beat is, it's paying money for time. So this looks like that the one that's hiring him is getting a benefit because he gave extra time for the worker to hold the money till he starts working. But Harambam says, "Abali mamalo ase imi mehayom." If he tells him start working today and he pays him up front and he gets a discount, that's okay, because that's already, like we learned earlier, that's like business. You're buying something for cheap and you're getting the item right away. The only time Harambam is machmir is in a case where there's a delay between when you're paid and from the time the work starts. The question was asked similarly in Eretz Yisrael. They have the bus company, the Egged bus company. So what they do is they sell a kartis. What is a kartis? Kartis is like a bus pass, where you get, let's say, 20 rides in order to go on the bus. However, when you buy the kartis, you get a discount, because you're buying, let's say, in quantity. So what they do is they give the bus company $10, and they're getting back now a card that gives them, let's say, $12 worth of rides. So the question is, would that be considered a beat? The halakha says it's not. Why? Because they're getting the kartis immediately. That's a transaction, that's business. Because they can go now and use this card immediately. The guy can go on the bus 20 times and benefit right away. So therefore, in that case, it would not be. But in the case of a worker, there would be a problem if he doesn't start to work immediately. Now, there is one way out that it would make the case, even by workers, okay. And that's if they would make a kinyan immediately at the time of the transaction, which means you gave him the money and you made a kinyan with him. By making a kinyan, which means an acquisition, which means either you shook hands or you had, let's say, a sudar, you made an official kinyan according to the halakha, now that worker cannot back out. That worker is legally bound to the job, so as if already he started. But without a kinyan, since he can walk away from the job anytime, so you didn't get anything yet. You just got a commitment. Verbal commitment is nothing. So therefore the halakha, one has to be careful when he prepays Jewish workers, if it's value for value, if you're paying for $1,000 and getting $1,000 back, that's not a problem. But if you're prepaying and getting more than you prepaid, then already it is indeed a problem of the beat.